Hi, this is Vladimir once again bringing you the Warner Home Video Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire podcast series. In today's podcast, Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson talk about which actor is most like the character they play in the film Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. And for more, visit harrypotter.com. The trivia question for this week is, who does Harry Potter ask to the Yule Ball first?
Talking about the other actors on the film, who do you feel is most like the character they play and who least like the character they play? Snape, Alan.
Oh.
Rupert, what do you think? Is it open, laughing, light-hearted bloke? Nothing like Snape
at
all?
Alan, he's a good laugh, yeah. He's dry sense of humour, which is quite funny. But he's not evil or anything.
He's not evil, no.
He is scary, though. Can I just add that in? That is definitely
he is. He's a bit scary.
It's more in the voice, though, because he has got quite an
amazing voice.
An amazing, slightly intimidating voice. Sort of sounding voice. I think I'd have to say the person who's most like the character is probably Michael Gambon, because he is very eccentric in a fantastic way. He's completely individual, which is, I think, the greatest compliment anybody can be paid. And he really, really is, and he's brilliant. And I think probably the least like would be Brendan, being Mad-Eye Moody.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got actually quite... He probably won't thank me for saying this, but he's got quite a high girlish laugh. Which so isn't like Moody in any way. I mean, that was... So that's... But he's great. He's really, really nice guy.
Cho Chang. Let's talk about her. She was a new arrival.
Yes. No, it was great.
Did love flower on the steps?
No, not really. I mean, she's great. She's really, really, really cool and beautiful, as you've seen, because you've seen the film. But no, it didn't. I think did she have a boyfriend? I'm not sure. But no, it was great. I love doing all that stuff because it's sort of also again because it's so important in the fifth as well in terms of. Because that's like the moment that I think everyone's sort of waiting for is the sort of Harry's first kiss. And I'm quite excited. I know I'll be really, really nervous. But it's great because, you know, Katie's beautiful and I don't even have to make an effort to try and make her fancy me because she has to kiss me because it's in the script.
It's been written in the script.
Yes, so that's one of the bonuses of being Harry.
God, the idea of kissing someone on screen is terrifying. Do you not find that really scary?
Oh, I think that's... Quite, as I said, I'm quite looking forward to it.
And you two had some practice with the hug. How many times did you have to do that?
Oh, yeah, on the first or the second. It was
well, I meant the one that followed. The one in the... There was a huge hug, which Miranda photographs, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
we did. No, you're right. Because also we had to do that. Because it's got to be a moving... It's got to be a moving photograph, so they had to film it. So they had to film me and Emma hugging and then go back.
Yeah.
And then hug.
And so we had to do it about six times.
Which was quite funny. But no, immediately when he said that, I shot straight back to the first film when I had to run down the Great Hall and hug Dan. And it seems like nothing. I made a huge deal of it. I was so mortified. For me, hugging a guy, especially...
It's wonders for my self-esteem.
Well, no,
at least you said a guy, not that. At least you said not that guy.
Not Dan in particular. But no, in front of everyone in the Great Hall, I was mortified. But, in fact, I was so bad at it. I was so eager to get away and not hug him. They had to freeze the film for a second longer so that hug actually lasted long enough.
I never knew that.
I was so bad. But anyway, sorry, fourth film. Focus. Okay.
No. Well, okay, so... But that's all not so tricky. That's not so tricky.
Not anymore. It's all good.
If you could, let's take a portkey. I'm sure your fans will be eager to know this. If we could portkey you into anybody's house,
right?
Who are you a fan of? Who would you most like to spend? Because you'll probably get to meet him. Who would you most like to meet?
I've recently got quite into golf. I've been playing that for a couple of years. Probably Tiger Woods, probably.
Is that right? You know he'd beat you.
Yeah, he probably would. Yeah.
Well, Rupert's really good, actually. I've never actually seen, but I have heard that Rupert is very, very good.
Probably so.
Can you practice at Leavesden?
Yeah, they built a little driving range. Yeah.
No, just for you.
Well, no, some of the crew play golf as well. So that's quite good.
I mean, okay, so he wants, rather unromantically, he wants to be portkeyed into Tiger Woods. If you could get portkeyed into anybody's house,
well, I don't know. Because, I mean, it doesn't make any difference if you get in, and they'd probably chuck you out again anyway if they really didn't want to see you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, probably developing huge crush on Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah, and also probably Scarlett Johansson as well. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if they're in the same house. Moment. But
Are you regretting the Tiger Woods answer now? You can both go, because Porky's can take a lot of people.
Exactly,
you can both hang on, and then Scarlett and Natalie will be there at the other side.
Thanks for listening, and the trivia answer is, in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Harry asked Cho Chang to the Yule Ball first, but she already has a date.